The Burmese activists say the information in the study was collected by members of the Karen Women's Organization at great risk to their lives. The study, called State of Terror, documents a wide range of human rights abuses across Karen State, which borders Thailand. It accuses the Burmese military regime of waging a sustained campaign of terror against people in the state. It documents about 4,000 cases of abuse in nearly 200 villages. A co-author of the report, Blooming Night Zan, who is also a representative of the Karen Women's Organization, says Karen women are the main victims of government attacks. She says they are doubly oppressed because of their ethnicity and their gender.
90% of all documented human rights violations in the report are forced relocation and forced laboring or pottery. These violations have often been committed in conjunction with rape, beating, mutilation, torture, murder, denial of rights to food, water and shelter, and denial of the right to legal redress. State of Terror shows the direct link of accountability of the Burmese military regime for its violations, atrocities within a human rights framework.
Zan says increasing numbers of Karen are fleeing across the border into Thailand to escape the brutal treatment, and many more people have become internally displaced. She says international action is needed to end the abuse. Another Burmese activist, Win Ning, came to Geneva specifically to petition the UN Human Rights Council to monitor the situation in Burma. Ning, who represents the Burmese government in exile or the National Coalition Government of the Union of Burma, says a strong voice is needed from the United Nations to protect his people. The Human Rights Council is now debating whether it should do away with the special rapporteurs that investigate human rights violations in countries around the world. Ning urges the council not to do this.
We still need a special rapporteur on Burma. We still need country resolution on Burma. Without the international institutions' involvement, there will be more and more human rights violations.
Ning says his group supports international sanctions against the military government because the so-called policy of constructive engagement does not work. The peace activists say Burma has more than 1,300 political prisoners, including Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. They say they do not believe the government will free Suu Kyi from house arrest because they are afraid of her and of the support she receives from the people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.